Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Ayin Gimel, Menachas 73B, pagination is 146. We're going to start on the previous page, that's page 144, Ayin Beis Amid Beis 72B, as the perek begins. So the bottom half of the page, Ve'elu Menachos Nikmatzos V'shireyan La'Kohanim. The following is a list of menachos that get kemitza, and their leftovers after the kemitza is taken go to the kohanim. So we're familiar with the mincha. That's the offering that's brought out of flour. It could be wheat flour, barley flour, depending on the case. Other ingredients include the lavona, frankincense, the oil, there's water in the process, and it creates a mincha. The leftovers after the kemitza, that's the three fingers go in, the Kohen puts his three middle fingers in, takes a portion out of the mincha that's been designated, that typically goes on the mizbeach. There's going to be a question whether there's kmitza at all in a certain case, the case of the Kohen's mincha. But he would take the kmitza and that would go on the mizbeach. And the leftovers of the mincha are going to be eaten by the Kohanim in this list. Minchas hasoles, the regular mincha, a flour, vahamachavas, and the one that's processed in a pan, vahamarcheshes, the one that's processed in a deep pan so that it has a fluffiness to it, vahachalos, loaves, vaharikikin, different types, minchas ovdei kochavim, the menacha of the non-Jew who brings whatever types he's allowed to bring, or minchas nashim, if a woman is bringing, also, same process, a kemitza with the leftovers to the kohanim, or minchas ha-omer, the mincha of the omer, or minchas chotei, and the chatos mincha, which is something we're going to elaborate on, what happens if it's a kohen's minchas chotei, or minchas kenaos, and the menacha of the sota, which is of its own. It's not included in the regular menachos, it's not minchas nashim, it's not a regular mincha, it's a special mincha, the mincha of the sota. Now, Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Minchas chote shel kohanim, the minchas chote of the kohen should also be included in this mishnah, nikmetzes, because it has kemitza. But in a certain regard, it does not belong in the list of the mishnah, acknowledged. V'kometz korev la'atzmo, v'shirayim korevin la'atzmon. Both the kometz and the shirayim are going to go on the mizbeach, but they're going to be separately, the kometz has to be done. That act has to be done. This approach of Reb Shimon is similar to teruma, where the kohen has to take teruma from his produce, even though he's allowed to eat the teruma, but he has to take the teruma and it has to be processed in the regular way of the mitzvah. And then if you're allowed to eat it, if something different happens to it, that's fine. And here also, Reb Shimon is holding that the kemitza is taken even if both the kemitza and the shirayim end up on the mizbeach anyway. But it has to be done. Now, the regular mincha of a kohen, when the kohen brings an offering, it indeed is kula la mizbeach, kula la ishim. It all goes on the mizbeach. Reb Shimon holds that the minchas chote of the kohen, though, is unique. And if he's bringing a sin offering, he doesn't just send it straight up to the mizbeach. The act of kemitza has to be done. Our Gemara, Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, 73b, pagination 146, is going to explore the difference between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, Again, our particular case is whether the minchas chote of the Kohanim has to have a kemitza don, even though certainly there is no difference between the kemitza and the leftovers. They're both going to go up on the mizbeach. So let's see the Gemara towards the bottom of the page. It's about 15 lines up. You'll see Resh Shin in the beginning of a line. That's the title, Reb Shimon Omer Minchas Chote Shal Kohanim, that the Mincha Chote of the Kohanim is unique, even though a regular Minchas Kohanim is burnt straight away. The Minchas Chote Shal Kohanim requires a Kemitza first. Minuani mili, how do we know this? Titana Rabbanan Vaisa la Kohen Kamincha. It will be for the Kohen like a mincha. And we need to explore in what way will this mincha be to the Kohen like a mincha, as opposed to a standard Kohen's offering that goes straight on the Mizbeach. We have a pasuk, you could see it 7 lines up from the bottom. V'chol minchas kohen kolul tiyah lo se ochel. The mincha of a kohen is total. It does not get eaten. It goes straight onto the fire, on the mizbeach. That's minchas nidvaso. That's if it's a voluntary korban. Aval chavaso, but the obligatory one, when he's bringing a sin offering because of something that he did, tehena echeles. I would think maybe that's what these psukim mean. It should be eaten because there's a distinction. One mincha is like a regular mincha, and one mincha is kolul tiyah totally on the mizbeach. How do I explain the two psukim? Well, maybe that's the distinction. Talmud lomar v'oisa lakohen kamincha, his mincha shall be like the regular mincha. Makish chovaso l'nidvaso, we compare his obligatory to his voluntary. Manidvaso en necheles av chovaso en necheles. And that's the position of the Tanakhama, that there is no difference between the voluntary and the obligatory. When it says v'isa lakoen kamincha, it simply means like his mincha, that it goes straight on the mizbeach. Omer Rabbi Shimon says, v'chinem v'isa lakoen kimminchaso. Does it say that it should be to the Kohen like his mincha, that we're comparing the minchas chote to the regular mincha of a Kohen, and it should just go straight away onto the mizbeach? V'alono nemar kel mincha. It says in a more generic form, the regular mincha of the world, meaning the mincha of a Yisrael, of a regular Jew. Ela lahakish minchas chote shel Kohanim keminchas chote shel Yisrael. There is on one level a comparison between the minchas chote of the Kohanim and that of the regular Jew. Ma minchas chote sheyisrael nekmetzes, just like the mincha of a regular Jew has kemitza done, af minchas chote shel Kohanim nekmetzes, so too the minchas chote of the Kohanim gets a kemitza done. But it doesn't end there. You would think there's kemitza and the leftovers gets eaten. Here also, the Kohen's mincha should be the same. There's an emphasis to the Kohen, it's like a mincha. La Kohen kamincha, velo leishim kamincha. When you discuss the Kohen who's bringing it, you can compare it to the mincha. It also has to have a kemitza done. But as far as the fire goes, it's very different than the regular mincha. Because the ishim, the fire, gets the entire mincha in this case. Haketzad, how does that work? Komitz karev ba'atzmo, v'shirayim karevim ba'atzman. The komitz gets brought, and the shirayim get brought, but the kemitza still has to be done because it was compared to the minchas chote of a Yisrael. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.